which classification of the Vajrayana we should practice and which specific tantra is to be determined by the nature and disposition of our body, mind, and karmic background. Within highest tantra, the nature of our bodily energy channels, mystic pressure points, vital energies, and genetic impulses are important factors. These are topics to be discussed with one's teacher before adopting a tantric method. Then one should enter the doorway to the Vajrayana by gaining the complete initiations from a fully qualified holder of the lineage. The basis of all attainment is the guarding of the pledges and commitments made at the time of initiation. Constantly maintaining the disciplines of the tantra that one has adopted, one applies oneself to the yogas of the two tantric stages. In the lower tantras, these are the yoga with symbols and the yoga without symbols. In highest tantra division, these two levels of yoga are called the generation and completion stages. These are the paths walked by the great Buddhist yogis of the past. The principal method that they ascertained and applied, the stages of deity yoga, is particularly powerful because it is something that can be effectively applied every moment of our lives.